The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord. So in the first reading this morning, from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, he's putting Timothy in charge after he leaves a certain group of people. And he's talking to him about the faith and about perseverance, and telling him, of course, the faith you have, and that applies to most of us, the faith you have and the fact you believe in God, where do you get that from? It's a gift from God, but it was a gift handed on to you probably from your grandparents and your parents. And that was very much the case in regard to Timothy. Paul says it was your grandmother Lois and your own mother Eunice who passed the faith on to you. Now, family is very important, and we saw a beautiful example of that yesterday. If any of you were looking at the memorial service for George Floyd, it was a wonderful service, and around his body or the casket, his remains, were all his family, and they all had a little chance to express a little particular memory that they had of him, and it was a family sharing. And it was mentioned during the ceremony that the kind of person George was, and apparently he was a very nice man, he learned that from his own mother, who had a strong faith and a strong belief in the scriptures and a strong faith in God, and it was handed on to him. Also, looking at what happened to George Floyd and what has taken place since, we go back to the book of Ecclesiastes, and we read in that beautiful book, nothing happens by chance, that there is a season for everything, a season for everything, a time for every matter under heaven. And so, applying that and applying to what we saw yesterday to the memorial service for George Floyd, I'm absolutely certain, I've no doubt in my mind, that out of this will come an amazing amount of good, and hopefully bring about a sea change in our country here, and not just here, but in many places throughout the world where racism is a problem, and it's not just confined to here. And while that memorial service yesterday was very intimate, it was also in many ways very, very political. And I don't think you can really speak the truth of the gospel without at least sometimes being political. That people are always trying to separate religion and politics. I don't think you can do that. Jesus didn't do that. He stood up for people who were badly treated. He wasn't afraid to attack those who were in charge, attack the authorities, attack the various rules that made life difficult for people. And so hopefully we will think about this. And while we might be very upset, and many people are, of what we see going on at the moment, believe me, and I am a firm believer in the fact that God never lets anything go to waste. Never, never. And I am absolutely certain out of the present pandemic that we're going through, and then what happened 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, an amazing amount of good will come out of it all. So don't lose hope. Don't give up. And as St. Paul says to Timothy this morning, persevere. And in the end, your perseverance will be rewarded.